Yeah, good morning, Duncan. Welcome back to the program, mate. This match has just got underway between Kansas City and Tennessee. I'm not sure if you just heard us then. Live betting available and Vision available to watch via the Tab app. But, I mean, how about Tennessee? We spoke about it last week and the week before. They weren't really meant to be here, mate, and now they have the opportunity to create some history.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they knocked off Tom Brady and the New England Patriots on the road in wildcard weekend, Davey. They eliminated Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens, on the road last weekend. I mean, they came in as the sixth and final seed of these playoffs, and can they do the unthinkable now and make it into the Super Bowl? Well, as Laurie mentioned, I mean, I think it's going to depend on one man, and that man is running back Derrick Henry, who's just been bulldozing his way through defenses this postseason. There's no doubt he is the biggest star of these playoffs just so far. And another one, guys, I mean, the last time these two teams played in Week 10, Henry scored two touchdowns and Tennessee beat the Chiefs 35-32. And Kansas City hasn't lost since then, so this is going to be just a fascinating game to watch at a very, very cold Arrowhead Stadium, boys.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because is Ryan Tannehill, a quarterback, good enough? And he doesn't play an expansive game at all. He basically just hands the ball off to Henry, and that's what's getting Tennessee through at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's part of the reason why Tannehill's passer rating is so good in the NFL as well, Laurie, because he does like to hand it off to Henry and his running backs. But yeah, this is just this is going to be a fantastic game to watch. I think the key to this game, Laurie, is going to be our man Patrick Mahomes, of course, last year's MVP, could very much be the difference maker here. I mean, he helped rally the Chiefs from 24 points down last week. I think I was on the phone to you last week, Davey, and yep, in a couple of minutes, I mean, the Chiefs were 14 to nothing down, and you mean they really, really rallied to record one of the greatest comebacks in NFL playoff history, guys. So, yeah, as we know, I mean, Mahomes' passing just seems to be getting even better every week. I mean, his vision just seems to be getting better and wider, and he's getting more and more creative in his routes and even his running game and the way he's passing the ball. I mean, he is the reason why the Chiefs are very warm favourites to make it into the Super Bowl this morning.
Yeah, and they missed out on a Super Bowl berth last year, but this could put them in their first Super Bowl for 50 years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic to see, isn't it? I mean, we see so many great stories in American sports with teams that have been struggling for a long, long time. They go on to win a national championship. And when you got, you know, a team like Washington in Major League Baseball this year, when they had a drought-breaking win, we had saw the Boston Red Sox about 10 or 15 years ago. They broke an 80-year history. We've seen teams like the Chicago Cubs do it. So it's always a great thing to see when you see like a team like the Kansas City Chiefs break through into their Super Bowl.
What about the NFC Championship, mate? This is one at 10 or 22-11 Sydney time today. Two heavyweights of the game, aren't they? I mean, synonymous brands, Green Bay and San Francisco.
Yeah, it's a huge rivalry, this one, Davey. I mean, this is going to be a fascinating battle as well. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, one of the best quarterbacks of the modern era, one of the best quarterbacks of all time, up against the best defense in the NFL this season, the 49ers. I mean, the Niners really limited Rodgers to his lowest yards per attempt in his entire career, I think it was, in Week 12, Davey. So San Francisco won that game in a bit of a blowout, 37-8 at Levi's Stadium. And in more ominous signs for Green Bay, I mean, the losing team in a regular season blowout has lost 13 straight rematches in the playoffs. So that's very, very ominous for Rodgers and the Packers. And the big problem here for Green Bay could be their defense. I mean, we know the Niners like to run the ball. And the other one to watch out for is Perth punter Mitch Wishnowsky. He's going to have a role today. And can he become the first Australian, Laurie, to play on Super Bowl Sunday since Ben Graham in 2009? We know Jesse Williams has a Super Bowl ring, but Ben Graham was the last Australian to take the field on Super Bowl Sunday. So that'll be a fantastic story for Australian sport.
Yeah, to give us a reason to support San Francisco. You spoke about Aaron Rodgers being one of the greats, but he's only won one Super Bowl ring. So for him to elevate himself to the next level, or does he need to win another Super Bowl, or is he regarded as one of the greats?
No, I think he definitely does need to win another Super Bowl. And we look at someone like a Drew Brees as well. I mean, he only has the one Super Bowl ring as well, Laurie. We know that Rodgers, I think, might be his third or fourth conference championship game in 6 years. So he gets there or thereabouts, but just can't seem to make it many times through to Super Bowl Sunday. But yeah, just the one Super Bowl ring. I mean, I'm sure if he retired and went out of the game, Laurie, with just the one Super Bowl ring, which Drew Brees might leave the game with as well, yeah, obviously it's going to probably impact on their legacy, I guess.
Are you surprised by, I mean, having a look at these figures here, I mean, San Francisco, $1.27, Green Bay outsiders at $3.80, and you look at the line betting, I mean, we're giving a 7.5 start to Green Bay. That hasn't been touched. Punters are quite keen to back San Fran to cover the line. It seems like this one will go down to the wire, though.
Yeah, it's an interesting call, isn't it? I mean, as you can tell by, you know, the history of these two teams, the rivalry they've had, and just how Jimmy Garoppolo is going to handle this big NFC Conference Championship game as well, Dave. That's a big, 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 big thing to watch. But, I mean, he's been very, very impressive. He seems to be getting better. It's just his second playoff start as well. So, can the Niners make it through to the Super Bowl Sunday? I mean, I'm certainly going for the Niners because I'd love to see Mitch make it through to Super Bowl Sunday.
What about the NBA, mate? Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers are playing good basketball at the moment.
Yeah, they're playing okay. I mean, the real question is in the next 24 to 48 hours is this NBA All-Star weekend and whether Ben will be picked. We know the fan voting closes tomorrow, Laurie, and we'll know the starters for the game. Obviously, Ben won't be a starter. He currently has the 8th amount of votes for guards in the Eastern Conference. Currently, those positions are filled by Atlanta's Trae Young and Brooklyn's Kyrie Irving. Could he be an all-star reserve, Laurie? I mean, possibly. His stats are similar to last season, but it seems he's getting better with each game. His last four games, he scored over 20 points. He's becoming a brute on the boards. His defensive game is A-plus as well.
And there's no Embiid. Why are they playing better basketball? Or Ben Simmons in particular looks as though he's playing better basketball without Embiid.
Exactly. And I think it's part of the reason why, Laurie, is that they've always looked a little bit top-heavy, the Sixers, with Joel Embiid there playing in the centre position. I mean, Simmons is quite a tall player as well, 6'9" to 6'11", depends how you measure him. They've got Tobias Harris in there. And, there's just a lot of players, a lot of movement in there. They like to play the ball kind of slow, unless when Ben gets the ball on the fast break. So, yeah, there has been a lot of talk, at least in the last couple of weeks, that perhaps the Sixers should go out and trade and go a little bit smaller and perhaps get a D'Angelo Russell into the lineup. But look, I think the way in which Ben has been improving, he's certainly getting better and better with each game.
What about Luka Doncic for the Dallas Mavs? Outstanding performer.
Yeah, he's just he's almost been the story of this season, hasn't he, Laurie? I mean, he's basically got the second amount of votes in All-Star voting. I mean, the great thing about Luka is he's just an all-court player, isn't he? He's got just such a beautiful shot on him. He's just such a smart player with the ball. He's a great passer. He's a good shooter. He's going to become a better defender as well. He just looks so silky on the ball. He's just a great player to watch in real time. A little bit like a Trae Young as well. I mean, those two rookies from a couple of years back, they really will be the two players to watch over the next, you know, the next decade or so. So, obviously, Luka, he's a superstar, probably the biggest name in Slovenia at the moment, and he's just going to get better and better.
I saw a three-pointer on the weekend from him right at the death. Unbelievable shot.
Yeah, just a beautiful shot, isn't it? I mean, and when you've got someone like LeBron James saying this kid is something special, that just speaks volumes, doesn't it? He's just been signed by the Jordan brand as well, Laurie. So even the great Michael Jordan rates him very, very highly as well. And, he's just going to be so, so good to watch. And hopefully he plays a big, big part in the NBA playoffs starting in April.
And what about Conor McGregor, mate? I mean, he's back. Did it get that huge hype in America like it does here?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the UFC just becomes such a bigger brand when Conor's in the sport. Dana White knows that, guys. I mean, obviously, you know, the ratings and the pay-per-views kind of suffered a little bit when Conor was out of the sport, but I tell you what, they must have been absolutely through the roof yesterday. What a perfect return it was, 15 months out of the sport. I mean, this was Conor McGregor that we've all come to know and love, guys. We all love seeing the return of a champion, and an absolute champion he is. I mean, his fight against Cowboy lasted just 40 seconds. It was absolutely brutal, wasn't it? Yeah, he's the first fighter in UFC history to secure knockout victories at featherweight, lightweight, now at welterweight across three weight divisions. Who he fights next? Is it Khabib Nurmagomedov? Is it Jorge Masvidal? Does he get back in the boxing ring, Laurie? Does he go and fight Floyd Mayweather to take another huge paycheck? We'll all have to wait and see for that one. But I tell you what, he's just an absolute superstar, both in the octagon and on the microphone, guys.
So, yeah, he's a performer, no doubt about that. I don't think he'll jump back in the boxing ring.
You don't think
not against Floyd. Well, I don't think the money would be as good this time around.
Well, I don't know.
Do you reckon? Yeah, I don't think I'd pay for it this time.
You wouldn't pay for it?
No, I don't think I'd watch it this time.
Would you
I know
watch
that
it, Davey?
I'd watch it, but I wouldn't pay for it. I'd go to a pub or somewhere.
Mm.
I got conned yesterday, $54.95. Cash you won't see. Mate, enjoy these games today. As you said, watch them on your tab app, mate. Live, free, and HD uninterrupted. And Tennessee leading 3-0 at the moment, and Henry is on the drive. It's very exciting to see.
No worries, guys. Chat next week.